Now, India, as we've been discussing earlier in the programme, is in the second of its COVID-19 waves. Last night, Delhi went into lockdown and its health system is running short of beds. While the country struggles to control the pandemic, the rest of the world grows fearful of the new coronavirus variant from the subcontinent. Three cases have been detected in Ireland. Key European public health experts say that we should be concerned. This report from Cian McCormack.
We are really scared with the second wave.
Samaran Malik, the director of the Hope Foundation's General Hospital in Kolkata, is scared with how quickly the new variant of COVID-19 is spreading.
Within a week, all the 25 beds in the Hope Hospital is full. Right now, we have no bed in the Hope Hospital to admit any COVID positive patient.
As you've just heard, the 25 COVID beds at the hospital dedicated to caring for slum dwellers in the city have filled up in the past week, and the age profile of people is younger. More children are presenting sick with the virus.
But this second wave is really, really deadly because we found a lot of children and the adolescents are now infecting with the new strain of COVID. And we found a lot of children like 5 years or 6 years old are coming into the Hope Hospital. So that is a really concern for us at this moment.
The second wave is deadly and widespread.
It's really, really serious. Second wave in India. So we have been serious crisis of bed, oxygen facilities, ventilator all over the India.
Three cases of this variant have so far been detected in Ireland. However, it's not yet been classified as a variant of concern. Martin McKee, Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
The latest data that I have from the United Kingdom is now up to about 180 cases. So it is increasing. This is a variant that has got an important mutation, which means that the vaccines that we have may be less effective. There has been a surge of cases in India. And what we don't know is whether this variant is behind it, because perhaps it is more transmissible for reasons that we don't fully understand. One of the problems we have is that less than 1% of the isolates are sequenced in India, so we are flying blind to some extent.
But there's much sequencing in Britain.
There is, and there's now a very high proportion of sequencing, but we are getting a very good picture from the United Kingdom.
We were told in Ireland by the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, yesterday that three new cases of the new Indian strain of the coronavirus were detected in Ireland. Do we need to be highly concerned about this?
I think we need to be concerned everywhere about any of these variants until we know much more about them. I mean, we need to be concerned anyway, simply because this is a dangerous disease, but particularly when we're not absolutely clear about whether this is going to be more infectious. This is why we need to really look at the issue of border controls and to minimise the extent to which these variants can spread.
Back in India, the second wave is taking its toll. Delhi went into lockdown last night for 7 days and the health system is struggling. Rachel Braden of Engender Health, an NGO specialising in family planning and reproductive health in Delhi.
The entire city is in a lockdown. You're only allowed out if you work in essential services or if you're going out to buy groceries or medicine or see a doctor. The hospital beds in Delhi, as of last night, there were only about 50 available hospital beds for COVID patients in a city of 26 million people. It seems that the health system is completely overrun.
Speaking in a personal capacity, Rachel Braden adds, there are many reasons for India's second wave.
I think it's a combination of many things. I think it's, you know, people having fatigue and not wanting to follow proper steps. I think it's also very difficult in India to socially distance. You know, you have large mixed generation families living together. You have people who live in the street. And so, you know, for many people, it's just literally impossible.
And that was Rachel Braden ending that report from Cian McCormack.